Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Councilman Bobby Heenan, convicted alongside union boss John Dougherty in their federal corruption trial, is resigning.
Heenan was convicted of bribery in November along with labor leader John Dougherty. He resigned his committee assignments at that time, but he said that he planned to stay in office until his sentencing on February 22nd, when he'd have to resign under state law. That, I think I said in the last hour, it was the city charter. It's actually state law that would require him to resign at the time of sentencing. It's not clear why he decided to resign a month early. His statement simply says he's grateful for the chance to have served over the last 10 years and that he will always stay dedicated to his Northeast district.
It isn't clear when there might be a special election for someone to replace Heenan as a 6th district council member. A woman was beaten to death inside an Old City office building in the middle of the afternoon. KYW's Nina Barati has the latest from police.
Police say a 31-year-old woman was sitting at a reception desk inside of an office building when the 48-year-old man allegedly came up behind her, hitting her over the head with pipes. This all happened around 2:15 Wednesday afternoon on Chestnut between 3rd and 4th. The woman was taken to the hospital and died about an hour after this happened. Chief Inspector Scott Small says police were at the scene quick after getting more than a dozen 911 calls.
When they entered the first floor, the suspect was exiting the elevator carrying a bag and he had blood on him. So that's why they immediately took him into custody.
Chief Inspector Small says the man rented on the same floor as the office the woman worked in. He adds they believe the two may have gotten into arguments in the past. At this point, they're talking to witnesses to get more information as a motive is still unclear. More than 100 carjackings or attempted carjackings have taken place throughout the city this month alone. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says in several cases, carjackers have been using a technique called bump and run,
where the perpetrators initiate the carjacking by tapping your vehicle with their vehicle. If you're involved in a minor traffic accident, you can do several things. First, take note of your surroundings. If the area is desolate or has poor lighting, please proceed to the nearest location that is less solitary or has better lighting. You can also dial 911 and inform them of what's going on. They will send officers to your location there. You can also drive to the nearest police station if circumstances allow.
Commissioner Outlaw says detectives are trying to identify patterns and hot spots. The new year is off to a violent start in Philadelphia. There have been at least 33 homicides so far this year. That is up around 20% over last year's record-setting pace. Well, today, Governor Wolf will be in West Philly to announce new funding for gun violence prevention programs. That announcement is expected this afternoon around 2:30, so check back with KYW News Radio 103.9 FM for all the details. New guidance from the city health department. Most Philadelphia public schools should not allow students to return to in-person learning for at least 10 days after they test positive for COVID. The new guidance says schools can follow the CDC recommendation and allow students to return after 5 days if they can provide several other layers of protection, such as good ventilation, a separate eating area, contact tracing, and screening testing. Now, Health Commissioner Cheryl Bettigal says the school district cannot guarantee those measures in all of its schools, and so they should stick with a 10-day isolation period for students. Or four people have been banned from all casinos in Pennsylvania. They're accused of leaving their kids unattended in parking lots or hotel rooms while they were inside the casino gambling. Here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
It's not rare, but Doug Harbach of the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board says it has become more common over the pandemic.
Casino personnel, their security, And a lot of times patrons will see a child in a car in the parking lot and they'll report it, and then action is taken and the parent or parents are found.
Harbach says after investigations, four people have been added to their involuntary exclusion list. Two of those parents left their kids unattended in the parking lot of Philadelphia's Rivers Casino. More than 130 people have been added to the involuntary exclusion list over the past decade, meaning they are banned from all state casinos for life.
Harbach says those parents are also subject to punishment from law enforcement. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.